The Commission, Uncle Paulie, P. Diddy, Cesar Leo, De Janeiro, yeah. Charlie Baltimore, Iceberg Slim, The Bo right. Shady, Frankie Baby. We here.
Do you know what beef is? Do you know what beef is?
Nowhere.
Ask yourself, do you know what beef is?
Keep it locked. On Middays with Marcus Maben, presented by PapaJohns.com on 93.9 The Ville. And right now, enjoy three medium one-topping pizzas for $5.55 each when using the promo code MABEN5.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben, 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, people. BMW of Louisville. Genesis Diamonds and ESPN Louisville wants you to drive for diamonds this holiday season. Beginning this Friday, test drive your next ultimate driving machine and open the glove box and see what envelope and the amount of gift cards you can get from Genesis Diamonds, ranging from $50 to $1,000 in gift cards. This promotion runs through Christmas. All you got to do is go to BMW of Louisville, take a test drive, and see what's in the glove compartment.
I could do that because that would really solve Christmas for the wife, you know.
Even if there is no problems, that would solve Christmas.
No, there don't have to be problems. There's problems if I don't have nothing on Christmas. Like, you know.
Steve, but I can't relate. I don't open gifts. And another thing, people, it's totally gotten heated in here. Steve Rummage has the legs shaking. Marcus Maben is bouncing around. He's slinging the phone around. And I did go third person. I'm slinging the phone around the building because we are just way too excited because this is our wheelhouse. This is our wheelhouse when you can speak intelligently with passion about a subject you know and love. And that's why I'm thankful for DFH Company. If your AC breaks down like it could do now, call our friends at DFH. They have 24-hour service and can keep you cool. Visit DFHcompany.com or call 968-6222. Also, for the sunroom or any other room that's hard to heat or hard to cool, keep in mind the Mitsubishi Ductless Mini Split from Mitsubishi Electric is a must-have. Again, visit DFHcompany.com. Before we went to break, I threw out what we in the radio world called a tease. It's difficult for me to adapt the term tease because I can't leave you hanging like that. I enjoy bringing intense conversation on and on and on. That's why I get in trouble by these sponsors, people. I don't get in trouble, but they're like, hey, Marcus, you got it rolling. Throw us in there again and again and again and again. And that's why everybody's still so happy because they just love to work and they want more of it. Who could blame them? But Steve, I asked the question, and I could see your eyes going back and forth and back and forth, because any question like this, there's a lot of people with a lot of personal experiences, and a lot of people, the first thing they say is, how would I feel, right?
Right.
So there's different people. A short guy would feel like he could relate to Quinn Snyder. Yeah. And you ask him, hey, do you want a 7'2" guy on your team? And a guy short like Quinn Snyder, all day, every day, baby. You mean a guy, if he penetrates behind me, he has to deal with another 7-footer all day long, right? But you know what the 7-footer might say? If he were a little bit self-absorbed, he'd say, why would we need another 7-footer? You got me. Let's go get another point guard that can get me the ball. Now, those attitudes are hypothetical attitudes when you don't have traditional team spirited people. But that's okay too, because sometimes you need the guy that's not a team spirited. Sometimes you need the guy who's going to just lower his head and go get buckets. So we have a lot of different multiple personalities. The question I ask people, 8150 939 is the number, 3831 939 is the text line. Feel free to jump in here, Steve. I ask you right now,
okay,
does the team want Brian Bowen eligible and playing? Ready, set, go.
Yes, 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 yes.
Ooh.
Without question.
That was only four yeses, so there's one player that doesn't want him. Is that what you're saying? Was that Freudian? That was only four yeses.
That's whoever's coming off the bench, I guess. No, but in all seriousness, I think you see,
elaborate with the player mentality.
Let me do that, because I think you can tell a lot about people, and they say, okay, this is what I would think. And a lot of times you get guy that says, oh, well, the players wouldn't want him back because I know how I'd feel. I mean, hey, you got us in trouble, so get out of here.
Listen, when you make that voice, Steve, I feel like you're looking at a person in particular. Who are you looking at when you make that voice about that mentality of player? Hypothetically.
Hypothetically? I mean, I don't know, media guy or somebody, just kind of guy that's not.
Why does that have to be media guy? That's a lot of people's attitude, Steve.
We're media guys.
Okay, so fair enough.
So, no, I mean, just
we're guy, around
guy,
media guys,
guy that hasn't played. I don't know. That right. would say, no, you got us in trouble, you know. So you hurt me, you know. And it's like, but let me tell you what athlete does. And first off, let me just give you this. Do I know the players want them? Yeah, because they still are in communication. You see them back and forth all the time on social media.
And back channel, things. We know.
Yes, and back channel.
That's unfair, know. But that's an unfair answer we're giving right. you.
So I want to give you reason that's more than just, hey, well, we know they want him back.
I saw on the gram.
Yeah, yeah. Or
I was on Snap.
Hey, we was talking with said guy that said they want him back. but here's the deal. But as player, do you know what those conversations are like, Marcus?
Fire away.
I don't know if you've ever played a high-level ball.
Possibly, but I'll defer to you.
Let me tell you what's going on right now.
I'm listening.
They're talking to Brian, the players, and they're saying, you know, are they upset with him for trying, for one, they're saying, hey, man, you know, look, that's what happens. You know, like we get it. You know, stuff like that goes.
But they've
down.
Already heard his. They the day the news came out, they heard exactly what the truth is. Man, my dad and them were talking. I don't know.
Let me tell you this, Marcus. Again, I don't know if you know this or not, but those players knew this, but way before this news come out.
Fair enough.
When you, hey,
I was trying to soften it up a long time ago.
Now here's the thing. If Brian legitimately did not know that anything was going on, then maybe it's a shock to all of them. But you know what the conversations are? The conversations are going something like this. Hey, man, dude, a lot's changed since you ain't been here. Man, you got to get eligible again. Because I'm going to tell you, DP, he lets us shoot the ball more, man.
What?
He lets us practice.
For people who don't know, yeah. I'm being Brian right now.
Yeah. Hey, you getting that work in with DA, man?
Man, your DA's over here killing me, man. Like, if I get back, man, we're going to rip it up.
Well, I'm telling you, DP lets us shoot. We got so much freedom, man. We're switching everything on D. Like,
oh, dude, man. Hey, Rick was crazy with that switching, wasn't he?
He is. Dude, I'm telling you, hey, you're top 10, man. You're top 10 in this offense.
Man.
You got to get back. You've got to. Hey,
I know.
Stick with it, even if it's second semester, bro. Like, stick with it, because you've got to get back on this team.
I'm trying, man, but I got to go through Vince Tyree, and then I think I got to go in front of that board of trustees, man. I don't know if they're going to do it, man. Are they going to call the NCAA for me?
No, probably not. But
would you say that?
Hey, man, I was listening to Midday with Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage and them, man, and they told me that. No, but, I mean, would you agree with that?
100%. And again, take it a step further. These guys, for loser mentality guy that says, I don't want anybody else on the team. They might take my minutes. Right? No. They're saying, you with the two, I'll go to the point, you'll go into three, you know, and we'll dominate. You know, like, there is not a, I'm scared of you being on this team because you're too good.
Well, because if you talk to Ray's saying, oh, yeah, hey, you, and I'm just throwing hypothetical names. Hey, VJ is set, you know. And when you talk to VJ, VJ's going, yeah. I mean, yeah, you come in here and we'll move around and you know, Q is set. And they're like, nobody's
they
going.
They don't have problems.
Hey, you're going to come back and I'm going to sit. I mean, you know.
No, somebody else is going to sit, not me. Yeah, I want you on a team so I can throw you the rock. I want you on a team so you can get the doubles. It's funny, Steve. When I listen to DeJuan Wheat talk about being on loaded teams, you know what he says? He says, Maven, I didn't have to score at all. He said, man, I used to put that thing down in Rozier's hands.
Yeah.
He get the double team, make a move. And just looking at DeJuan Wheat, he would physically, people, make the little three-point motion and be like, man, all you had to do was just be ready to shoot when the ball came. It was love. You know, and I'm like, well, and this is a young Marcus. Well, DeJuan, man, just, you know, you weren't getting that many touches. He's like, yeah, it didn't matter because every touch you got was going to be 10 feet of space. So you were going to go 70? He's like, baby, I'm shooting 68% from the three-point line. You know, and then when he left, man, I'm like, come on, make it. You know, like these are real stories he's telling me. And I want to pass that on to people who can imagine being on a team where guys take the attention for you,
yeah,
not from you. These guys 100% want him back. And Steve, even if we were wrong about assuming that everybody wants him a part of the team, and maybe there is a guy or two who thinks their opportunities are gone if he's here. That's fine. You can get a couple of those guys, right? Those are the guys you don't even really want in your locker room. You want guys who love their teammates. See, people want to make them professionals all the time.
Right.
You hear $100,000 and you lose empathy. We see this all the time. That's why I tell you every time we have a discussion that every professional athlete and every legitimate argument about how he's treated unfairly and fairly, people, you let professional athletes get spit in the face. And you know what your response is? You make enough money to put up with it. Am I right or wrong, Steve?
Yeah.
Does 90% of the world, sports watching world, think that Meta World Peace, I didn't want to say Ron Artest, that Meta World Peace is an absolute idiot because it cost him $6 million in fines and suspensions. But you're saying you should let another human being throw his spitty backwash beer in your face, and because you make money, you're supposed to lick it off and smile and say, hey, you know what? I didn't appreciate that, but I'm going to go to the locker room. And that's what you people do when you say, oh, man, Rick, you have all the money in the world. Why do you care about your $44 million? I read on the thing that you're worth $242 million. I mean, what's another $44 million? You lose the argument because people lose empathy when they think that you're rich. You see $100,000 and you think about what that would help in your account right now in a one-time payment. You know what you don't add up? The amount of money that was spent to turn Brian Bowen into a $100,000 value basketball player. Ask one of these parents their time, their money, their trips, their gas, their food to feed this healthy athlete. It's called prosumption. It's in between like production and consumption. These are things that are kind of not factored. But in the world of revolutionary wealth, there are small, write-offs, tax write-offs,
right.
in your daily life and your expenditures and your donations and all the things that don't get factored in the consumer and the producer. All that middle ground goes unnoticed, and that's why you don't appreciate $100,000 athlete being made ineligible, a $44 million head coach being wrongfully accused and fired, hypothetically. A Tom Jurich with a 21 athlete program record of absolute perfection being slandered by words like bully, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't keep me in the loop. And loyalty.
Yeah.
Being the three words that make people comfortable firing a guy with an impeccable track record outside of firing Coach Crum.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Speaking of Coach Crum, too, I don't want to get too far off topic, but Kelly Dickey.
Did that make you uncomfortable when I said that?
What?
But outside of Coach Crum, bringing him in this conversation. Okay.
Fair. Especially now. Because now it's...
Back to seriousness.
Kelly Dickey sent me a newspaper clipping. It says, Shrag ineligible tries Vincennes. Listen to this.
Wait a minute. Start over right now. I've been pouring out my heart and soul on this audio. Give it the respect it deserves, Steve.
No, I'm about to, because this is the more important part here. Listen to this.
Listen, people.
David Schrag's brief stay at the University of Louisville is over. The 7'1" center from Switzerland signed with U of L last fall, but has enrolled in Vincennes University because the NCAA determined he was not academically eligible. Now, here's the key one. You're going to love this. Schrag, who speaks Swiss, German, French, and English, was deemed ineligible by the NCAA clearinghouse because he lacked one high school science credit.
Please read that sentence one more time. And let me set it up again, Steve. Yeah. For you young punks that don't know what I've seen and what I've been through and the wars I've been through, I tell you that everybody you're listening to outside of Steve Rummage and Marcus Maybe have no appreciation for looking at an athlete cry over the ideas that somebody else, either a clerical error or greed, and that's in my notes. I should have presented it more like that. A clerical error or greed is the reason you don't get to follow your dreams at the university. I told you a 7'1" deer, David Schrag. Please elaborate, Steve.
Schrag, who speaks Swiss, German, French, and English, was deemed ineligible by the NCAA clearinghouse because he lacked one high school credit. U of L appealed the decision twice, and twice was denied.
Not to mention, you do realize Vincennes was the top junior college program in America, known for being Handler U.
Yeah.
Handler U. And I don't want to make any indictments, because one of my best friends from high school, you all know him as the Matrix. I know him as Sean and his twin sister, Seanette, who stayed at my house, you know what I'm saying, under harsh circumstances. These are my family from high school.
Vincennes a JUCO?
Vincennes JUCO. Sean Marion. So I will spare you the inside details of Sean Marion going to Vincennes Junior College.
How'd he end up in Vegas? Went from Vincennes College to Vegas?
Steve.
Get it, Sean.
I will leave you up to the imagination in your own head that my guy, Sean, listen, of the Clarksville Magic AAU team, went from Clarksville Magic and Clarksville High to Vincennes Junior College to UNLV.
Sad. I'll tell you, before we go to break, too, and I don't want to get too far off topic here, but let's
David Schrag, Steve.
Yeah.
A perfect example. One high school credit. NCAA rules him. So, listen, they were hunting for us back in 88, player.
I know. and here, let me read you this. Let me read you this
article. Thank you, Kelly Dickey.
Don't thank him just yet. Let me read you this article. No. This is from Pat Forty back in the day. Since let's do old school articles.
Jeez, uh-oh. I'm really worried now.
Marcus Maybin is a nice kid and a pretty good basketball player, too.
Uh-oh, Pat, you're never coming on again.
He also stands to be the unwitting symbol of the plummeting fortunes of U of L basketball. He'll be a senior next season, and by the time his career is over in March, he will be the first four-year Cardinal in 34 years to experience the thrill of victory in the NCAA tournament.
Steve is laughing at me right now. Like, how sad is the story he's reading on air, and he's tickled pink.
And if things go south, he could be the first Cardinal since World War II to play on two teams with losing records.
Midday with Marcus Maybin, 8150, 93.9 is the number on 93.9.
Keep it locked on Middays with Marcus Maybin. on 93.9 The Ville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, people. I am feeling so good that I got to go to 502 Cafe when I get out of here. I'm telling you.
Me too.
They are loading up right now for Christmas and Thanksgiving actual specials. $50 bourbon brine smoked turkeys. $5 a side, mac and cheese, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans. $5 a side, no work, and the best turkey you've ever served in your life by simply going to 502 Cafe and placing an order. This is a Christmas and Thanksgiving catering special. Make it happen, people. I'm telling you, if you knew that $100... just $100.
Yeah.
Could have a feast for everybody. And then you could do your thing. You could watch the Detroit Lions play. Yeah. Or whoever else might be on TV that day.
Yeah.
Or you could get cocktailed up with your family, you know, brings the people together or do what you enjoy doing. No matter how culturally different what we do for Thanksgiving is.
Yes.
But it's fact.
Or even if you wanted to do that on top of other. If you got a huge family, if you take $100, do that. And then if you're like, hey, but we want to make a desserts, or even if you want to make another turkey or something, that's your business. You
everybody know, but, bring desserts.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But and get then you your just, turkey done at 502 Cafe because they will smoke it, bourbon brine smoked turkey.
Yeah, which is amazing. And then you know what you'll do? You'll sit around and you'll eat. And you'll eat.
And fall asleep when the Cowboys come on.
And you'll watch another man eat. You'll watch Zeke eat, baby.
Oh, I see what you did there, Steve. Zeke. My God, that was so smooth. People, DFH Company. If your AC breaks down this summer, call our friends at DFH. They have 24-hour service and can keep you cool. Visit dfhcompany.com or call 968-6222. Everyone has that room that's hard to heat or hard to cool. Ask about the Mitsubishi Mini Split from Mitsubishi Electric. Again, visit dfhcompany.com or call 968-6222. Steve, there was a question. I was asked a question because everybody has a lot of questions about all the ancillary issues that a Brian Bowen becoming eligible possibly might bring.
Right.
Let me ask you a scenario. And I want you to be open-minded. Does Padgett want him back?
Yeah, I think so.
You were trying to be sarcastic, Steve.
No.
Take your time with this one.
No, I am. I'm trying to, because that the players, I say, yes, absolutely. Players want him back. Players.
But you did have to pause when you thought about the David Padgett.
Yeah, because I think for David, just being a new coach, here's why I pause. Not that it's anything along with Bowen. I go what I would think. With David being a new coach and with everything, he's got assistants. They're trying to learn the system. He's learning them. He's learned the players. He's stepping into something that now, if you're saying, okay, oh, and by the way, David, mid-season, I'm going to give you a stud. Now, immediately you go, heck yeah. But you say, well.
Yeah, something comes with it.
I got to learn now how to use
the rhythm
stud
of what you got.
Yeah, you know, and I got to learn his kind of. Now, he knows Brian. He coached. I mean, David was a coach. I mean, so he knows Brian. He knows what's going on there. Probably knows his personality.
And he knows Brian can't just come in here and just shoot all the balls and dominate the basket. He has to learn the system. He's a team player.
But I think at the end of the day, yeah, I think Padgett would be.
How
Coach
does
Padgett
he answer the question when someone puts him on a microphone at the podium? Do you want, hey, Coach David Padgett, you be Coach David Padgett. Hey, Coach David Padgett, how would you, much deeper than that, yeah. How would you feel about Brian Bowen joining this team?
Well, I think he would add, you know, scoring and, you know, and we move the ball so well that, and, you know, at 6'8", I mean, we don't rebound as well. I think he could add that.
Coach, do you worry about the team chemistry breaking up?
No. Look, it's about these kids, and they're so close together right now. I mean, this group is special. They're special.
Would you worry about any ramifications down the line if the NCAA retroactively declares them ineligible?
No, because I believe in this administration and Vince Tyree, and that if we're able to get him back on the court, that everything will be okay.
That was awesome, Steve.
Thank you.
You did a great job.
I know, I'd make a great coach.
And I think we just canceled the David Padgett interviews from now on.
Yes, I'll just call in.
Why would we actually need David Padgett when we got Steve?
when you got me.
David Padgett.
Yeah,
Stevie Boom Padgett. Box Mike. Thanks for joining me on 93.9, my man. Fire away.
As soon as Steve dropped, it's about these kids. It's just like,
yeah,
100%.
100%.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Man, you know what? I wanted to chime in because I heard you talking about 502 Cafe, man. If you haven't yet, you need to get down there and try the Louisville Lip. Tell them Boombox, Marcus, and Steve sent you, and Brian. That Louisville Lip's the truth. But, man, I'll tell y'all what, on the Bowen deal, it is what it is, man. You know, like I said, he can come in and play. I feel comfortable with VJ King and Dingit Bell and the rest of the guys we already got. So, I mean, it would just be a shiny hood ornament, really. You know what I'm saying? I think we got what it takes to handle it with or without him, guys. So it is what it is. Y'all have a good day.
No, Boomox, I appreciate the call.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree. I feel good with what we have. I actually would feel better, Marcus, if he could just practice. Like, right. That would thrill me.
High-level player being in practice is enough to change the fortunes.
Absolutely.
It's like dealing with a Dwayne Sutton all last year in practice.
Do you realize your scout team would have Steve Enoch and Brian Bowen?
That's a top 15
team.
If you sent those two guys to Western Kentucky right now, they'd be top 20.
I think
He's totally not listening to us. William, thanks for joining us on 93.9.
Not William. That's whoever.
William, thanks for joining us on 93.9.
All right. Yeah, I don't think Padgett will even take the chance, even if the kid gets eligible. But, hey, was that your cousin with Houston, the Astros, Maven?
William, I appreciate the call, my man. Hey, you just broke my heart, William. William.
Obviously not a regular listener.
Wait. William. You just absolutely, Steve read an article that Pat Forty, a friend of the show, that Pat Forty wrote about me a long time ago, pointing to the fact that I may be the only player since World War II to have two losing seasons, right? Like, that just happened on radio. Steve broke my heart so much, and Kelly Dickey, you shared a culpability in this. These two people just ripped my heart out on air. And William, you just drove the stake through the vampire's heart. People, listeners of Midday with Marcus Maven, people who love to tune in every day to listen to myself and Steve Rummage bring you audio therapy. William just called in and asked if Cameron Maven of the Houston Astros was family. Steve. Is that the key? Or just move forward.
It was good.
Somebody sent him. Billy Carl, thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. Fire away.
Well, I was William a little while ago when you hung up on me.
Oh, yeah. Well, my fault, man. The buttons are far away, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you, man. I'm going to tell you from experience. Louisville, they don't need Bowen, and you don't trust me. Y'all don't want to go through that because the NCAA is so petty, man. You remember when Nova made our championship run? The next year, we had Roundtree coming in as a center. That's why we didn't have no big man. But like a month right before the season started, the NCAA declared him ineligible. The NCAA are so petty that something will come with Bowen, even though he clear right. So Louisville don't really need that because they'll find something stupid and they'll declare him ineligible. So. They don't need him. The team's already good enough. So people that are saying they want him, trust me, they don't need him and they don't need the problem.
Philly Carl, I appreciate the call. What you're doing is you're not. What is it the saying, Steve? Those who don't know their history are bound to repeat it.
Yes, that's how it goes.
Philly Carl, if it goes something like that, you are obviously not aware of a self-imposing sanction of trying to get the NCAA to lighten up on Louisville by throwing the proverbial self-hammering, right? Philly Carl, long gone are my days of bowing to the NCAA and the fear of what they might do. At what point, Steve, do you say Rick's right, Carolina's right, and every other university, and Miami was right, and every other university that said, you know what? We got lawyers too. You know what? I'm not sitting Brian Bowen if we have precedent of what he's doing. Because if the NCAA invokes a morality clause when dishing out punishment towards the University of Louisville, guess what, people? That was going to happen a long time ago. That's what we're learning. That's what we're learning. People, you don't get your respect by just cowering, right? The NCAA, you know what? You take them to court and you whoop them.
Right.
That's how you get your respect. One day, I mean, it might not work the first time, the second time, the third time. Eventually, even the NCAA will say, I don't feel like dealing with these Louisville guys anymore. Duh. Just leave them alone. Just let the kid play. I mean, we let the Carolina guy play. We let the Kansas guy play. The Georgia Tech, two people who self-imposed the suspension, we gave them 5 games apiece and let them play. Because we just found out. They didn't even announce what they self-imposed for.
Yeah.
They just said, oh, we self-imposed. Hey, NCAA, give us a suspension number. They got to keep that under wraps. Eventually, the University of Louisville will have your day in court where you say, you know what? I'm not bowing to the NCAA anymore. When are you going to get tired of that? Like, I believe in the morality, you know, thing, too. I believed in the self-imposing because I believed that we were playing by the same rule book. If we're not, we got to fight.
No, I agree. I think you've seen over the last couple of years. Well, and you've seen that
the results.
The results. No, I was trying to think of the word I was coming up with. The results, they are what they are. If you do what they ask you to do and you do all the self-imposing stuff, yeah, they look at that as weak and they hammer you. If you buck the system and you say, no, hang on. No, you get down here and you declare this kid ineligible or we're going to play him. And we'll play him and we'll win your championship and then we'll leave your trophy at midcourt in a public showing. You do what Shabazz Napier did. You win a national championship and go, yeah, I sit around hungry because y'all won't give me no money. And you know what happened? Players are getting money now. Like, that's like what you have to do.
Work.
That's what you have to do.
That is the best example of public shaming of the NCAA that turned directly into, they could not withstand the PR hit of Shabazz Napier looking right in front of that camera. And because you know what happened in the following, I'll even give you another perspective on that. Shabazz Napier said that. And you know what people said? Oh, man, he's not going to bed hungry. He's lying about that. And then you know what everybody else said? No, he's not. I played, he's not lying. And then the football player said, I played, no, he's not lying. Then the softball player, the lacrosse player, the swimmer, I played, he is not lying. On Saturday at 5 o'clock, the cafeteria closes. It does not open again with our meal cards to be able to be used until 10 o'clock on Sunday. From 5 in the afternoon to 10 o'clock Sunday morning, we do not have the ability to use our meal card.
Yeah.
We got $12 after the game for per diem. If I'm not related to somebody who has some money or I have a girlfriend who doesn't mind treating for dinner on that Saturday night, or let's make it uncomfortable, if I don't know a hookup spot,
yeah,
where they lighten up on the food cost, right?
Right.
I'm going to be hungry until 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep.
You know what else I'm supposed to do? Maintain an unnatural weight of 215 pounds when my natural weight is 179.
Yeah.
Then that turns into...
And practice.
The players that can't get it done.
Yep.
That turns into you don't make it, you don't succeed, only because... People on the outside are so much easier to say, oh, well, Coach Patino makes $44 million. Why doesn't he buy them lunch and dinner? He should not be making as much money, and they should put some more money into the cafeteria program. And that's what I'm saying. It's just a complete lack of empathy. It's a complete lack of trust, a complete lack of the system not a total of the system not serving the student-athlete properly. Darren, thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. Fire away.
Marcus, Dave, and Steve Rose. I tell you, black and red, tell them dead. Y'all know the story. I'm starting to get my bearings back about me. I've been down so much lately. Cried on air that one day. I can't help it, but I'm just so emotional. But you've done a great job today, Marcus. And Romans, that Steve Padgett, you done a wonderful job with the interview there, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Roman, you're my guy. I just wanted to get on here and wish you a belated happy birthday, October 22nd. And mine was exactly 7 days later, October 29th, this past Sunday.
Well, so, same to you. Same to you, man.
I appreciate it. And Marcus, you know, real quick, these personally emotional attachments you develop on the player. I remember when Barry Sumpter got declared ineligible in 86. And I thought that was going to cost the national championship. Of course, Purvis Ellison set in. Then there's Anthony Cade. But that three-man class of Muhammad Lashigay, Ben Easy, Nwabuizi, and Uche Okafor, all three of them were scheduled to come to Louisville. And the Lashigay story is just so heartbreaking. So for you to tell that story on a personal level really brought back some emotional times for me as well. But anyway, I'm rambling. I love you guys. Thanks for the time. And you guys have a wonderful, wonderful God bless weekend.
Darren, you same do you, the sir. Same. Absolutely. Steve, I need to know. Did I ruin your experience today? I mean, we came to the studio. We have fun doing this anyway, right? Get the slightest bit of good news. The slightest bit of good news. In no way has anyone committed Brian Bowen. The rankings haven't changed. Nothing has changed about the roster of the University of Louisville other than the hint that Tom Jurich may be a little closer to being vindicated, which is something that we all should strive for. A guy who's wrongfully convicted, you know, or whatever,
yes.
be closer to being vindicated if he's innocent.
Absolutely.
So that's part of what this announcement was. And the other part, a young student athlete chasing his dream to play college basketball for the University of Louisville and then on to the professional level, but Louisville being his conduit, is still in the city of Louisville.
Yeah.
Working with a Louisville and Kentucky legend.
Yeah.
Hoping and praying for the opportunity to still put on a Louisville jersey is here.
Yeah.
And the anger and vitriol that is directed at Brian Bowen, who has done absolutely nothing derogatory
right.
towards the university, towards the coaches, towards the FBI, is the lightning rod of everyone who wants Jurich out of here or wants Pitino out of here.
Yeah.
And for me to watch people personally take out their agendas on a player who just got a little bit of clearance from the FBI to use him as your target for your agenda absolutely breaks my heart. And the idea that we have to come in here and turn this story into an emotional time of watching players be declared ineligible, like I said, because of clerical errors and greed from those outside of the student athlete, and having lived through these over and over again and having shared the emotion over and over again, I feel like I kind of drug you into it, and I drug the audience into it. And I hope I was able to get, you know, my points across in a way that it was more empathetic rather than judgmental or an indictment towards the media members who are just doing their job.
That's fair. No, that's fair. That's fair. And I think that there's a nice little, I think there's a nice.
Sorry, did I get your attention there?
No, you did. It kind of scared me. And listen, and I do want to just inform everybody. I got a letter from my dad last night on Twitter. I looked and I got a written statement from my dad. Seems my big brother, who has partial custody of me also. Went down with an injury last night. So,
Dado Deshaun Watson.
Get better, D-Dub.
People, always, Restarting Futures Credit Repair. Go to Restarting Futures. 75-day program. Restart your life. Call 502-407-8383. Again, 75-day program to start your year off the right way. Restarting Futures. 502-407-8383. Again, go to 502 Cafe, 1923 South 4th Street, Bourbon Brine Smoked Turkey. Order for your Thanksgiving, $5 sides. I can't do any more for you. As always, see you Monday, midday with Marcus Maben, 10 to 12 every day, 8150, 93.9 is the number, 3831, 93.9 on the text line on 93.9 The Fan.